Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Folks, it's now or never. And I kind of went into detail in a long show monologue. I apologize. I think sometimes my best shows are the shows that I just become so gripped passionately that I sometimes even fumble for the words. I am not your professional entertainer that does cuts and so forth, or you know, has everything rehearsed. There are people that have come by. You can talk to them. I only use an outline. There's just a couple of words here. Like the first thing in my monologue today, this is what it says: liquor sections in grocery stores growing. Well, that's just a little thing I'm going to talk about is my monologue, because I don't have a bunch of text that I read. The only time I actually read stuff is when I'm reading content. And so I'm going to be reading content today because I'm going to be reading the words of others. And I don't want to, I believe that if you read books that are editorialized, and I'll give you a good example, because I actually recommended this past weekend to this good friend that I talked a little bit about yesterday, that if you go and read Pauline Maynard's books, the struggle, James Madison's struggle for the Bill of Rights, something like that. I probably got the title wrong, but it's all about the ratification debates. Actually, it's the nation ratifies and debates the Constitution, something like that. That's the name of the book. It's a very good, insightful book regarding the ratification debates. And I think Pauline does a really good job in trying to get people to recognize what a national treasure, not just a national treasure, a legal treasure, the ratification debates are. Because she doesn't look at these things as a legal treasure. They're just so insightful. Folks, if the Constitution's a compact, and the way they described and actually defined lines in the compact, those become legally binding. I can't believe nobody else has ever put this to context. Fortunately, Madison actually put it into context in 1821, and I've told you that, and we've read that. And so if you read this book, and I'd highly recommend it, because most people that I have known, this book was a book that really moved them to understand how important the ratification debates are and the argument between the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist. So check it out. I mean, go read Pauline Maynard's book, and you will understand just how precious the ratification debates are. But I want you to, as you read this, she hardly ever really actually cites, reads, and quotes the words. It's all editorializing. Is she accurate? Well, I don't know. Maybe, in some respects. I'd have to listen to it again. But I know that she does not do a lot of citations. She talks about and editorializes and paraphrases, but she doesn't do a lot of citations. Where me, myself, I actually read. And so one of the things that I hope to do, and I want to get into this today, is this new direction, because I need money. And I know there's people out there that have offered to, you know, to donate money. And you know, I know that there have been times when I've needed help, and I remember being told by my wise father that, you know, because he wasn't necessarily able to help to the magnitude I needed help. And sometimes it was financial, sometimes it was other things when I was in the Marine Corps struggling, you know, with my family and so forth. And my father said, "Son, if you need help, and there are people that are willing and want to help you, why would you deny them the blessings for doing something and helping you? Especially in this particular case of, you know, taking care of my, you know, my family, feeding my family, those types of things." And, you know, it's really humbling for a person to accept help. It is. And I recognize the fact, I still have. So we set up a GoFundMe a long time ago, and GoFundMe took us down. I don't know if they just deplatformed me because they finally realized what I was doing, or I just had this time limit and the GoFundMe, because it was supposed to be a perpetual GoFundMe. And so the money that we received through GoFundMe actually went into a bank account that we created just for that. And so that bank account still has that money. I've never moved that over to the company for my overall bills and so forth, because I really wanted that money to be used for either paying for video productions or those types of things, stuff that I wouldn't have to take out of my retirement to pay for. Because for the most part, everything I'm doing is coming out of my retirement or the sale of my books. And so that little bit of money is less than $100. It's less than $100. Because it was just when I first set it up, a couple of people went and donated. But after that, that was it. I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't until a year or two later when I finally realized, because somebody said, "Oh, you got a GoFundMe out there. Don't tell me you're not trying to get money for yourself." And I had to go out of my way to prove that I don't receive any payment. I've never taken any payment back in. The day I hope and I pray we can actually get to a point where I can just recover the monies that I spent for my retirement to doing this. But I have a couple of revenue streams from retirement. I mean, most people will tell you, "Oh, you got to have a 401k, you got to do this." I actually had two actual retirements where I'm receiving my military retirement and retirement from my engineering career, in addition to my 401k that I haven't even started collecting on. So the whole point is, and I'm going to have to start collecting on that, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can do that without putting myself into, you know, tax trouble. Because I don't have wants. I mean, I could actually drive a new car or nicer car, newer technology, but along with those nicer, newer cars comes one big problem: the technology and spying, and the ability, if you understand OBDs, onboard diagnostics within the computer and so forth, they now have the ability with these newer cars to shut your car down. If they want you to stop, they just have to basically hack. They don't even hack in. They just gain access and shut you down. They have that ability. They don't talk much about it. And as a matter of fact, the news kind of suppresses that. Now, down the road, there may be a reason why the news won't suppress that, but anyway. The whole point is that we want to get to a point where we actually have some form of revenues. I told this gentleman, and as a matter of fact, I don't feel comfortable mentioning names or anything like that. But what I will do is I'm going to set up, if you really want to, I'll set up a way that you can make it, you know, a monthly donation. I know it'd be nice if you just create an allotment or what have you. You can probably go do an allotment with your bank and then just remember that you have to turn it off, you know, at a certain point. I mean, if I die, make sure you turn that off, because I don't want you to continually pay for something that I'm not doing anymore. Anyway. But I appreciate that. And that money would go into that account, because we do need money, because it's going to take money to have the software and everything else that we need to actually start creating these videos, because we're going to create educational videos that are going to be 7-8 minutes. The videos will be going to be all about the Constitution, and we're going to walk through all the articles and the amendments. So it's going to be a lot of videos. And just to tell you, it's going to start off with what is a Constitution. So the first video is going to be 7 minutes or 5 minutes telling you that what is a Constitution and what types of constitutions, general, enumerated, and you know the fundamentals of how governments are formed by a Constitution. And then we'll drill into our Constitution, because we'll mention that our Constitution is enumerated. Then we'll get into the enumerated. And so as we go from the macro view, then we'll get down to the next level of, you know, our enumerated Constitution and provide an overview of the Constitution. And then we'll get into Article 1, and then we'll get into Article 2 at high levels. And then we'll drill down into what parts of the, because we're just going to, in 5 minutes, going to tell you what Article 1 really does and what's kind of, in an editorial version, what you'll find in Article 1, what you'll find in Article 2, what you'll find in the Bill of Rights, that type of stuff. So it's just 5 minutes. And then we want to get it into each little aspect because there's, what, 10 sections in Article 1. So we'll then cover the 10 sections. Then we'll cover the three or four sections of 2 and 3 and the 4th and 5th and so forth so that, you know, we don't go into the details. And then we'll come back and go into the details of Section 1, Article 1. And it may take one or two videos to do that. So if you look at it, it's kind of like an elementary and then a basic, and then we'll get into 101 kind of college level, then a 201, a 301, a 501. If you understand the levels of education getting more in depth and more detailed, that's the whole point of this. So that we'll have this huge series of constitutional education that will actually read and then provide the details of what that means. So when we're at that ultimate 505, it'll be like me reading the Constitution and stopping and editorializing what that just said. What did that mean? This is what that said. And what we'd like to do in these videos is actually in the details when we get into that, because we're literally going to go through one clause and then we'll probably go into ratification debates. So these detailed ones won't be 5 minutes. They may be 10 minutes. We'll try to keep them as short as possible. But we believe that by the time somebody gets into this level of the videos, they're going to want that meat and they're willing to take the time to get it. But, you know, feeding people and getting them to become interested is more important. So we want to start it high and short and so forth. So anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so the reason I was giving you the details of what we're doing and so forth, not as to solicit your help. We're not doing that. But it's going to take money. We have to have the software. And actually, one of the premium softwares out there, this has really upset me because we're now at a point where we've turned this corner. we now live on subscriptions for almost everything, if you haven't noticed, folks. Because if you want to buy Adobe software, you can't buy it. Well, you can. You can pay for the perpetual license, but this is what Adobe does. Because I've bought a couple of different Adobe perpetual licenses. And I have the legitimacy. I've got the receipts that I bought these from academic sources. I actually bought it from an accredited university. And then they came back and told me, after I used it for about 4 or 5 years, then they come back and tell me, oh, well, that's not a recognized retailer. We don't believe that that's a legitimate copy. And I go, are you kidding me? And there's no, you can't win the argument with them. So I can't use these licenses anymore. And as I moved and migrated from one computer over 5 years, you do that, folks. And as I migrated this Adobe Premium, for which is a video software, because I can't use that anymore. And I spent $500 on the software. And so actually I got the student discount. I think I paid around $400. But nevertheless, you know, you have to buy either subscriptions, or if you buy their perpetual, then down the road, they will tell you that the retailer you bought that from, unless you buy it from them at their MSRP. So in other words, they're forcing you to buy from them and pay through the nose. But if you buy it via an education system, if you're a student, or if you buy it from a what you would consider like Fry's Electronics, who went out of business, or what have you, that's a major retailer in software, sorry, they won't recognize that in 5 years. They'll just say, we don't recognize that as an authorized reseller of our product. It's a discounter. And so they have this something in their language of their licensing that says that, you know, they only honor the very specific type of retail. It's this ambiguity that really pisses me off. But the fact of the matter is that they're pushing everybody into subscriptions. This is why most people are paying subscriptions for television. You know, back when I grew up, you didn't pay anything for your television and or radio and or listening. Now you got, you know, we're paying for the internet. So the internet becomes a medium to actually, you know, it's a platform or it's a delivery system for all sorts of things. Your phone, your television, your entertainment, so forth and so on, your news. And so I can see the subscription and the need for the internet, but to pay for TV separately, we learned that scam a long time ago. If you're paying for television, you either should, if you want local television, stick up an aerial and just use an antenna, because they're still broadcasting. The day they stop broadcasting is the day television has become completely irrelevant, because the whole point of television is local. And they're moving away from that anyway. All the signs are there, folks. They're trying to, you know, create this centrally controlled, I'll just say, media mill or propaganda mill to drive very specific narratives. This is why more and more local news and so forth is actually becoming state or national instead of, you know, the real details of, you know, Billy Bob grew the largest pumpkin in the patch, in all the patches this year in the county. That, you know, that touch of community is leaving. And that's just because we don't have the money to pay for that. The sponsors aren't there. The businesses aren't there. Why? Why are these small businesses not there anymore? Because the conglomerates have come in, like Costco and so forth. And yeah, you're saving money going to Walmart and Costco, but you've destroyed that little economic engine that created the community. So not you specifically, but I'm just telling you that these are the symptoms, because this all started with this little symptom that I've noticed in the grocery stores called the growth of alcohol. I've absolutely seen in Safeway and Albertsons, it has doubled in size, what they're offering for hard liquor, wine, beer, and, you know, beverages for the adults. It has grown in, you know, double the size. And if you're not noticing this, then it just hasn't happened in your neighborhood yet. But this particular grocery store that I noticed it in, why it became interesting is that they're in an area of the city that isn't growing, quote unquote, if you understand. It's not an area, it's all been developed. In other words, it's an established neighborhood. It's not like there's a whole bunch of condos, these high-rises that are going to be put up right next to it that is going to bring in thousands of people. So what that means is that they're actually recognizing that the consumer, or the consumption, not just the consumer, but the consumption of alcohol is going up per consumer. And why is that? Well, it seems like everybody has, I'll just say, conscripted, or everybody has abjugated this, you know, this paradigm, or to this paradigm, that I'm going to be a part of the entitlement. I'm going to become the entitlement class. And that is an indictment, because if there's that much growth of the alcohol in consumption, that means that more people are drinking more in that area. That means that they're consuming more alcohol. Well, okay, so do we have a bunch of alcoholics? Probably. We probably have more people that are transitioning into alcohol abuse. And that's an indictment. This is how you can see America is being destroyed. Our backbone, our the thing that makes America, the rebelliousness, that they're actually surrendering. They're surrendering to the spirit of alcohol. And it's a sad indictment. We can't let these types of things move forward, and we won't. I know that we won't, but I am showing you, if you start noticing what's going on around you, you'll start seeing the signs and going, wow, this is an indictment. We are, you know, there are too many people in our society that are surrendering. We got to start giving them hope. We have to let them know that there is something. Don't let them be apathetic and surrendering. I was trying to get there before when I brought up apathy. We can't let them get that apathetic that they surrender. We have to start. And how do you do that? Well, that's what I'm saying, and that's what I've been telling you. You have to become active in more groups. You have to get into the Constitution Party or that Independent American Party. Start meeting everybody, the parties. Because when you do that, you're meeting the people that have not surrendered, and you're actually meeting people that have committed themselves, committed time in their lives on a monthly basis to be involved in trying to drive change for the better. Even though they're in the Republican Party and they've been duped in thinking that they're actually going to drive things for the better, you can convince them, and you can show them that their time and effort, if they value their time and effort, that they can make far more out of that by actually doing something that serves and supports the Constitution and not the party agenda. And that becomes the differentiator. One of the things that kind of, you know, helped spark this whole mantra or this monologue was I've been noticing some, I'll call them marketing memes, that the Constitution Party's used. And one of them recently was a Russian roulette revolver, where it shows you the cylinder with one round in the revolver and says, this is Russian roulette, and this is American roulette. And it shows in each of the chambers, Democratic bullets and Republican bullets. And I'm going, well, that's kind of interesting, but how is that any different? And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a contrast that we're guaranteed to kill ourselves with every time instead of one out of six. I don't know if people walk away from that, but I don't think that that really reaches people. I think it reaches the ideologues that are already there. And I think that kind of meme makes people that are in the Constitution Party or constitutionalists kind of agree and they feel better. But when you're looking at that as a Republican, that doesn't reach them. It doesn't reach them because they don't see that. They still see that the Republican path is the way. You have to prove to them that they're actually a part of the problem. And that meme doesn't resonate that. The only way to resonate that is to actually teach them what they're not learning. This is why you have to as you get involved in the Constitution Party, a part of their meetings have to start including a video. something that's educational or a little snidbit, a little 5-minute spiel about one part of the Constitution. Because now you're actually teaching something about the Constitution instead of just all party business. That is different. Because if you're not educating, I mean, when you go to church, you get sermons and get inspired, right? And there's, you know, this inspiration. There's this, in some churches, it's the hellfire brimstone to, you know, make you, you know, magnify your sins so that you reach deeper in your pocket and contribute more so that the more you give, the more you can be forgiven. And believe me, if you've lived through the 60s and 70s with televangelism or evangelism on the television, just touch the screen and we'll heal you, that type of stuff. But send us $10 first, you know, that type of thing. I want you to understand that you have an opportunity by going to actually bring these things forward so that people start having these little epiphanies and recognizing, wow, we can really actually take advantage in our meetings, especially the central committee meetings of the county. This is where you know, this is not where your leadership, not at the state central committee, but at the county meetings, you have to be educating your PCOs and so forth. We'll be right back after these two promos.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Sorry about that. I didn't realize I had a hot microphone. So, and as you can tell, I could have easily edited that out. But I didn't. I don't, because I make mistakes. And I am okay with letting you know that I'm actually human. I don't believe that this milieu, this environment of radio, has to be perfected and every line has to be delivered. I don't do a lot of ums and ahs. I stumble. You know, I try to come up with the word, and I tell you, I'm trying to come up with the right word here. What's the right word? And sometimes I actually get the texts from people. Yeah, after the fact. But, you know, it's okay. I would much rather be the honest person here than the guy that's trying to make a million, because I truly believe that you're going to have a hard time finding the ulterior motive with me. It'll be impossible. The ulterior motive is actually saving your liberty and saving our Constitution and Republic, period. That's it. I really don't care.
my, you know, I'm sure that there's many people in my life, and I, you know, I know that my wife wishes I would at least make some money off this, at least to pay back the stuff. And I said, you know, the Lord's blessed us this far. It's not like we're in a position where we, you know, need that. Let's let the Lord continue to bless us. It's like sacrifice, right, folks? I mean, you have to sacrifice to be blessed. We've covered these things. Anyway, I want you to realize that as you contribute, you're going to find, do it for a while, just a couple of months, a few months, just do the 3-month challenge, right? Get out there, start going to these meetings, spend time each week doing something that is civic-minded, get and engaging people. And I'm not talking about Facebook and social media. What I am talking about is actually going into your county community, attending the central committee meetings, like I told you, for the Republicans and the Constitution Party and so forth. We need to actually start letting people know that we care and we're getting involved. And that's how people will then start, you know, making these associations. You have to start discerning as you do this, what is, you know, what are we doing here? Are we solving the problem or are we just trying to address a symptom? You know, are you just trying to address the pain of this, you know, this huge metal spike that's kind of going through your, you know, your bicep? You know, you got impaled by a metal spike. Well, let's give you some pain. And okay, then the next problem is, oh, the infection. Well, how about let's just pull that thing out first? Let's address the problem. Then we can address all the symptoms of healing, because the healing process really won't occur until you pull out that stake that's impaling your arm. The healing process of America won't occur until we get the government out of meddling in the things it has no business meddling in. Did that help? See, as I go through and I try to address this in a different way, it's kind of like what I call walking around the woodshed. Sometimes I come up with words that will actually help the one person go, I get it now. That makes sense. So hopefully that helps. As you can tell, I've gone through 6 segments and I haven't done the obligatories yet. So as you know, this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. And you are listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. This is what really separates this show from every other show out there. Every other show out there. Because we give you what we believe is the absolute necessary stuff, so that we place it into context of how this is all directly related to saving our Constitution and our Republic. Anybody else out there that is just yammering because of the convention of states or yammering because the anti-convention, whatever they're yammering, they're not solving the problem. They're not. And they never will until they actually back out and look at what the real problem is. And the real problem is that the government has no authority to do this, and they're getting away with doing things that they have no authority to do. We have to hold them accountable. They are the child in the relationship between the states and the federal government. The federal government's the child. The states created that thing, and they have the power to actually force it back into compliance. They could dismantle it, yeah, but we don't want that. We want them in compliance because we need that federal government to do the things that it's supposed to do, not the things that it has no business doing. So anyway, as you know, Fortitude Financial Coaching is where you can get guidance in getting disciplined financially. As you also know, constitutioneducation.us is a good place to give you education. The reason I was telling you, by the way, about all these, you know, these videos that we want to do, that's going to take money, and we need the money, and we need it quickly to, you know, to do this type of ambitious work. And so I am looking at talking to agents and bringing agents in, whether they be independent agents, in expanding Reclaiming the Republic into your state and into your region. It would be great to have a single agent that could come in that, you know, the, you know, a superstar rock star agent that would come in to do this. And we're actually doing this where the agent actually has a, you know, I don't won't have the leverage, but they're going to be handsomely paid, you know, out of their successes, because I need somebody to actually take that job on. So we're hoping that we can get a couple of agents or several agents in building our reach of this show. Why am I telling you this? Because I may be, if we actually start getting into radio, because the way this show goes is 55 minutes and radio formats are different. So I'll have to change the format a little bit, and you go, hey, something's changed. This format's changed. And yes, and as a matter of fact, eventually you'll be able to start tuning us in into your region and or area. So anyway, we're looking to find agents. And actually, you know, I know that there's radio shows. I think it's Glenn Beck that, you know, tried to get his audience into calling to get carried on their, you know, cable provider and so forth. And so I go, okay, well, you know, that's one way of doing it. That's the bottom-up approach. But I what I want to do is try to take the top-down approach to see if we can do it that way. Because I could be and could have, because I'm almost on 1,000 episodes. I don't think I've ever come out and said, hey, folks, we need you to call your local radio and get our show on your local radio show. Haven't done that because, you know, it's nice, but it's just a squeaky wheel that, you know, the radio shows are usually non-responsive. This is a business and they're in it for the money, even though they'd like to tell you, yeah, they're trying to provide you content that you want to hear, but they're really out there to make money. And so what we have to do is we have to make that appeal to them of how they can make money at this. And so once we get agents for specific areas, if we can get a national agent, that'd be great. But I don't think that I know of a national agent that would be successful in opening up the markets. So there may be. I don't know of any. But anyway, I do have guys that know radio and know marketing and so forth in regional areas. And what we're going to do is try to grow the reach that way. It's a step, right? Inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. So with that, let me continue on. Timber Nation Hardwood Furnishings. Awesome products. You'll love it. RadioDustCovers.com. If you are looking for something to protect your expensive electronics. Wives, if your husband has expensive electronics and he does not have covers for them, you would be a huge hit if you purchase these dust covers for him. So go to RadioDustCovers.com. You know, there's Valentine's Day coming up. What would be more of I really do love you and your expensive equipment by protecting it? And then that way he doesn't have to buy more to replace. And anyway, maybe that's his ulterior motive in keeping updated, because as it deteriorates over time because of the environment, well, it's a justification to go spend a lot of money. Anyway, I'm just kidding. And AdLocal. AdLocal is where you can get your email services, ISP services, period. And if you're going to get organized and you need to have communications, domain presence, so forth, then you need AdLocal. Folks, my last message to you before we get into the laws of nature and nature's God, or what they call politically correct terminology, natural law, don't give up your hope. You have to apply faith to have hope. And if you aren't applying faith, then you have lost hope. And that's why you need to regain your faith, because if you believe that the Lord will bless you, he will bless us as long as we have faith of what we're doing is what he wants us to do. Now, there's a lot of work that he wants us to do, but one of those things is to protect the ability for people to practice their religious faith the way they think they should. because we're heading down the path of going down to compulsion, where we will no longer have those liberties. And those will be dark days again, because that's what they called the Dark Ages way back then. Anyway, I do, again, thank you for listening. It's really humbling when I get some of the comments, and I don't know if I don't deserve this grad. I just want you to know I'm very gracious and I'm very thankful. I thank you so much, and I'm going to move on because I'm really bad at this and accepting this. I'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
I do not do well in showing gratitude that I believe is deserved, because thank you does not cover it. I realize when somebody is doing something and supporting me and so forth, thank you just, I'm at a loss of words. It's like, there are certain things that I believe most people have a hard time with, or at least humble people have a hard time with, like losing a parent. Most people, they have a hard time with that, but when it comes to putting it into words, that humble person, that the person that absolutely had such a profound relationship with their parents, then there's no doubt that it's hard for them to really put into words how they feel. And I recognize that when people are helping me, it's really hard for me to put in that words. And thank you, I know, just it marginalizes it. It doesn't cover, you know, that deeper feeling that I have. Because it's not about me. I know that they're helping me, but it's not because of my looks or, you know, my talent. That's not it. I'm the dumbest kid in the room, probably. The fact is that I recognize that, you know, I'm not Moses, but I can understand how Moses felt and why he was just tongue-tied, needing somebody to actually speak for him. I mean, here's a man that, you know, sat there and wrote the first five books of the Holy Bible. And he needed help. Even though he wrote those books, he needed help in speaking to the Pharaoh. And so, but he didn't need help before, but when it came to something that was so moving and so personal for him, And I get that. I'm in that boat. And that's why I really fail in communicating in that perspective, if that kind of helps explain why, you know, I want to say thank you, but I know that falls so short. It does. But thank you. Now I want to get into natural law and or the laws of nature and nature's God. Now, here's a word that I think really applies to something that we need to look at. We need to look at this word called colloquium, because a colloquium is an open forum where people discuss ideas. It's kind of like an academic area, but it is not it's not formal. It's a very informal, academic, open, you know, forum for discussing ideas. And this article was written by, it's titled Natural Law, the Constitution, and the Theory and Practice of Judicial Review. And this is written by Robert P. George. I have no idea who this guy is, but his introduction is interesting how he summarizes natural law. The concept of natural law is central to the Western tradition of thought about morality, politics, and law. Although the Western tradition is not united around a single theoretical account of natural laws, I thought maybe you meant theocratic, but no, it's theoretical, account of natural law, its principal architects and leading spokesmen, from Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas to Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King, have shared a fundamental belief that humanity created, quote, positive, close quote, law is morally good or bad, just or unjust, depending on its conformity to the standards of a, quote, natural, close quote, i.e. moral law, that is no mere human creation. The natural law is thus a higher law, albeit a law that is in principle accessible to human reason and not dependent on, though entirely compatible with, and indeed illuminated by, divine revelation. St. Paul, for example, refers to a law, quote, written on the heart, close quote, which informs the conscience of even the Gentiles who do not have the revealed law of Moses to guide them. Many centuries later, Thomas Jefferson appeals to the, quote, the laws of nature and of nature's God, close quote, in justifying the American Revolution. I.e. the Declaration of Independence. Most modern commentators agree that the American founders, and I don't like it when people refer to the framers as founders. A founder is the stakeholder, the plank holder, the person that owns the stock of a corporation. Those are the founders who created this, and they're the owners. And a founder, when they refer to the men, they weren't founders. The men, had they been the founders of this nation, then our nation had died with them, and that's why we can pervert it the way we did. But that's not the case. The states, which are perpetual entities that never die, they are the founders. That's why that the parties to the compact are the states. That's why Article 7 had the states ratify, not the people, not the men, not the Supreme Court. It was the states that had to convene conventions to ratify. Anyway, American founders were firm believers in natural law and sought to craft a constitution that would conform to its requirements as they understood them, and embody its basic principles for the design of a just political order. The framers of the Constitution sought to create institutions and procedures that would afford respect and protection to those basic rights, quote, natural rights, close quote, that people possess, as not as privileges or opportunities granted by the state, but as principles of natural law, which it is the moral duty of the state to respect and protect. So what they did by ingraining these in the Bill of Rights and in the Constitution, and we go through this all the time, is those are civil rights. People don't like that word because civil rights means that the state gave it to us. Well, technically, the states did ratify this Constitution, and they ratified the Bill of Rights. So the states did ingrain into this hard-to-move Constitution. It takes 38 states, three-fourths of the states, to agree to change something. I do not believe that we'll ever have three-fourths of the states to take away your right to bear arms, or I should say the militia, the need of a militia, and the right to bear arms. I will also say that we'll never have 38 states take away your right of freedom of expression, religious speech, or what have you, your right of petition, your right of assembly, those types of things. So these rights that we're talking about, I do not see 38 states ever taking these natural rights away. So as we, you know, look at natural law and the Constitution, people don't like to say that they're civil rights, but they are, because they are protected by the supreme law of the land. Now, state governments are actually tied to this by the 14th Amendment. This is why I tell you the 14th Amendment is so important, because of the Privileges and Immunities Clause. No state shall make or enforce any law that violates the privileges and immunities guaranteed to a U.S. citizen, which means guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. That was the whole intent of that, to ensure that states couldn't take away your right to assemble, as they were doing to the freedmen in the Civil War, post-Civil War. They were taking away their rights to vote, the right to bear arms, the right to assemble, the rights to speech, and so forth, because they just had hate and animosity, even though they lost the war. And they knew they lost the war. They said, well, we don't have to treat these freedmen like, you know, like regular people. We can actually create laws against them. And then they started creating Jim Crow laws. All of those types of laws were ways, and unfortunately, the Supreme Court started buying off on this stuff. But Congress got it right. With the 14th Amendment, Congress got it right. It was the Supreme Court that started perverting and undermining that with Plessy v. Ferguson, with the separate but equal. Are you kidding me? Whether we liked it or not, we had to actually respect the individual rights of everybody. It doesn't matter what the color of their skin is or their religious expressions. However, if they ideologically do not support everybody else's rights to think, eat, or whatever it is that they choose to do, then they have no business being here. This is why the communists, the Islamists, and anybody that wants to compel you to behave a specific way needs to be on those boats to get rid of the Tories. I'll just call them the anti-Americans. Anybody that is anti-liberty, this is why we need to revisit the Tory Acts. So that's why we covered the Tory Acts. And we'll cover them again because we need to, because it's a part of the curriculum. We want to put it up front. So, folks, what we want to do is we want to help you understand. And when we come back, I'm almost finished this, and then I'll get into my words, and then I'll get into the high view, or the, you know, how we can apply natural law as we look at laws. Moving forward, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show
in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.